Don't be shy. WBDG, Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Don Pardo of Laughing.
I bet you don't know who Don Pardo is, do you?
I knew
you would say that. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Giant 90.94 going on 14, 15 years. I don't know. I lost track how many years we on this radio, but Giant 90.9 be doing it. My name is Emerson. You're not. Welcome to School Talk. Main line here, 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. Email is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. I do take on topics. So if you got a topic you want me to tackle, send me an email. I'm gonna love this show because my blood pressure is gonna go way down. And y'all know what I'm talking about. And maybe you don't, maybe you do. If you don't, hold on. I'll tell you right now. My producer, Daniela.
Hey, Emerson.
What's up, senorita?
That did not make any sense to me.
That's not like me, because I don't make no sense. Yeah. It don't make no sense. Yeah. So how you doing?
I'm doing good.
How's classes?
They're good. They're doing okay.
You ready to get out of here?
Yes.
Yeah, you ready? Because you're a senior.
I am actually a junior.
You getting out of here, though?
Yeah, kind of, in a way.
We'll talk about this. I'll call my analyst and, well, I don't sound good. Breaking news on my radio show. Wait a minute. Well, how you doing? So anyway, what's going on in Ben Day? What they got going on that thing?
Well, it looks like WBDG 5252 Marathon. That's coming April 27th. We give out prizes every hour. It's going to be fun. School Talk with Emerson Friday at 7:30, of course. And if you missed today's show, you can listen to it on Sunday at 2. Which is pretty great. No school February 19th. That's President's Day. So we do not have to go to school.
Stay in the bed.
And then tonight we have boys basketball. Ben Davis at Lawrence North at 7:30.
Because it's basketball. We won against Pike.
Hey, we did.
Yeah, boys, go. Yeah, push the magic button for the boys. Yeah. And the girls. Whoa! And the mamas. Whoa! And the daddies. Whoa! And the grandmas. Whoa! And the uncles. Whoa! It's all of y'all. All of y'all help our kids be successful. So my hats goes off to the parents and the grandparents who helped all these young people get to be old like me. So that's totally awesome. Thank you, Daniel. That was the thing. What we call that thing? We call the I got an awesome class. And when I talked about lowering blood pressure, I'm talking about laughter. Laughter lowers your blood pressure. It's a scientific fact. I read it somewhere. It's true, though. It really is. But anyway, in the studios, I got some folks here talking about something they call comedy sports. I got a teacher. I got students. I got the teacher. Hi, Jeremiah. He's in the corner. What's up, Jeremiah? You been sick? I'm glad you made it back. You're sick next week. Next week. Sick last week. Yeah. I know the future. You're going to be sick next week. Mr. Riley, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Your mic on. I can't hear him. I guess I can't hear him. All right. Hey, you're a teacher.
Yes, that's what I do. I do that thing.
Daddy, I'll turn that mic around so we can get my kids hooked up with microphones here. We got four or five mics over here. So that way my kids can talk. Yeah, okay, tell my class, first of all, what college did you go to?
I went to Indiana University in Bloomington.
Oh, and your major was?
Secondary English and Theater Education.
So he had to think about that. So he's so smart, got so many degrees. Okay, great. How long have you been at Ben Davis?
This is my fourth year.
Well, you're awesome. Okay, now, I got students in the room, too, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. I want to know your name, I want to know your grade, and I want to know what college you're going to. Ladies first.
Well, my name is Janet Lavera. I'm a junior, and I actually want to go to Butler University.
Wait a minute. What you say? You want to go? No, you're going to go. You're going to Butler because I tell you, students that don't go to college, they've been on my show. I come to your house and eat your food up. So you got to go to college. So I'm eating your food. So you're going to Butler. Awesome. Nice. And your major? What are you majoring
in? I'm thinking web development.
Hey.
Yes.
Money in the bank. Cannot do without the World Wide Web. The WWW. Not the WWE. The WWW. Okay, young man.
Hi, my name is Parker Levy. I'm a junior here.
Are you really sure you're a junior, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I know. Hey, man. I'm cool.
I'm going to Ball State.
Okay.
With major in journalism.
All right. Here's a commercial out there. I won't say the company, but they're broke down on the road. And one guy says, "Is this a lug wrench?" Yeah, I think so. You see that commercial? I love that commercial. I'm just messing with you. What, in the first name again?
Parker.
Parker.
Yeah.
Ah, Parker. Cool. I got Janet, and I got Parker. I got Mr. Fraley. What you guys doing on the show this morning? What's going on with Comedy Sports? What is it?
So Comedy Sports is not comedy about sports.
Okay.
It is a real sport.
All right.
That we, so it's comedy played as a sport.
Ah.
We have two teams, a red team and a blue team.
Okay.
We have a referee. There are fouls.
Wow.
That can be called. There are games, and there's a trophy that you win. And every summer, there is a world championship where comedy sports from all over come together and compete for a title.
This is not little.
No, this is...
Wow.
I'm trying to think of the whole anniversary, but there are 26 comedy sports cities throughout the country and in Manchester, England, and Berlin, Germany.
Okay.
And... the Indianapolis chapter is going on. It's out. February is our 25th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
So 25 years in the Circle City. And this is part of our CSC education. And so this is Comedy Sports High School League, mm-hmm. where we train people to not do this in the future if they don't want to, but to get people skills,
uh-huh.
To learn agreement, to learn collaboration, to learn thinking outside of the box. We have pillars out there, which are, we have acceptance, community, care. And so we have these things that really try to make people well-rounded citizens through improv comedy.
Wow. Janet, with all that in mind, why did you, now is this a club or it's a club?
It's labeled a club, but I call it a team because we're practicing twice a week. We are doing away matches.
Wow.
We're having people, hosting people here. So it is like a team.
How can a person join? I mean, they got to be picked?
No, all they have to do is come, show interest, attend practices, and I pick lineups for each match. And so we're hoping this year, we have a team of 7.
Okay.
And so we're hoping that as people see it,
right,
they go, hey, I want to do that next year. And all you got to do is show up.
Janet, you heard what he said. You know what he said. How did you get involved in this, and when did you hear about this?
Actually, I had Mr. Fraley as a teacher last year for speech, and then I did advanced speech with him as well. And it was like during these two classes that we started learning a little bit about improv.
Uh-huh.
And me and my friends, we just thought it was like really cool and really fun to do improv. And we actually, Fraley asked us if we wanted to start comedy sports. And we were like, yeah, sure. Like, that was really, like, something that interested all of, like, me and my friends. And we were like, yeah, let's do it. So then, and that's when we started coming to Fraley's room and meeting and just talking about comedy sports and starting to learn the things that we would do there. And it's just been a wonderful experience so far.
Peter, same question. Okay, what's the question, dude? What?
No. No, so originally I found out about this from one of our good friends that's on the team. Her name is Janae Stubblefield.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first one that told me. I think she's in advanced speech with you, right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a little grinch, yeah. No. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
It's fine.
You don't get rich. He's going to be rich. I'm sorry.
She mentioned something about it, and it wasn't really coherent what she said at the time.
So all the things that I talk about when I talk about, I understand that.
But
babbling. Shut up, Emerson. Okay.
Made me think about it, and I was like, all right, I'll bite. I'll stay after one day and see what this is about. And I'm really glad I did. Granted, the first couple practices were pretty, they were rough.
Yeah.
None of us knew what we were doing. Yeah. But
even the teacher, that was rough. If we only had a camera in the studio, folks.
But I mean, it's turned out to be amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I'm super glad I did. So it's funny.
Yeah.
It's comedy. It's laughter. But would you guys, Mr. Friendly, these guys aren't class clowns.
No.
No. Okay, now, before you go any further, I'm just going to do class clowns. A student who frequently makes jokes or pokes fun, a wisecrack, she always has a class clown constantly making jokes and attracting everyone's attention in school. These kids don't look like class clowns. We got some rich class clowns out there in the world, some rich ones, but these kids don't like class clowns.
No.
They're like intelligent young people.
No, and that's the great thing about improv and the great thing about comedy sports in general is it's not stand-up.
Mm.
It doesn't really attract class clowns. No, it attracts people with a sense of humor. It attracts people who like to play, and that's what we say. It attracts people who like to play, but I told you about those pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those is agreement, and it's something called yes and.
Okay.
And when someone makes you an offer, a gift in a scene, you yes and that. So you say, yes, I'm accepting that gift that you gave to me, and I'm going to add on to it. And I always tell them, it's funny to play up just how things naturally play out. We'll find things funny when you just play honest.
Mm-hmm.
Play honest, play real, play in the moment. That's where it comes. You don't need to force jokes in there. That's when all these TV shows that you see that aren't funny, it's because some writer was like, nope, there's got to be a joke here. There's got to be a joke here. It's play honest, play in the moment, and then let the audience find what they find funny.
You mentioned some of the qualities. These sound like strengths to me, definitely that kids can use in the future. I mean, so they're learning life skills, not just having fun.
Oh, we absolutely hope so.
Yeah. Now, in this small setting, could you give me a taste of, can they do something that, Janet and Peter, can you give me a taste of what it feels like? And maybe Miss Frey can be a referee, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do something.
I'll referee this. So we're going to do a... it's going to be a word at a time story.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right? Okay. Yeah, he's excited.
Wait, we got to set this up. Can I get a... something like a... some type of lead up to it or some type of song. I want to... Ladies and gentlemen, something. Give me some music or something.
Yeah, I can ref this for you.
Okay,
all right. Referee.
Okay, all right. So, push that button. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Giant 90.9 studio, it's Comedy Sports! You could go all the way! Mr. Frey, take it away!
All right, welcome to Comedy Sports High School League here at Ben Davis. What you are going to see is they're going to be playing a game called Word at a Time Express. They're going to get a story based on a suggestion we get here in the studio, and they're going to tell you a story that's never been told before. But they're going to have to tell that story one word at a time and make it make sense. All right? So, from anywhere in the studio, can I please get an animal that you have to see at the zoo?
Gorilla.
Gorilla. And from anywhere else, can I please get a country anywhere in the world?
Africa.
Africa. All right. This is the story. The gorilla leaves Africa. All right. And we'll start with Parker and Tweet Tweet.
One.
Day. Gorilla.
Decided.
To.
Leave.
Africa.
In order. Or in.
Order.
To.
Make.
Something.
Out.
Of.
Himself.
He.
Went.
Towards.
The.
United.
Airport.
All right, we're going to stop there. So he's at the United Airport, but we're going to do another chapter. We're going to skip ahead like we always do in the book for class. Like we say we read it and we chipped. We're going to skip to chapter 17. What? Who do they come into contact with? Who do they end up meeting?
Yeah, there you go.
Who's the girl end up meeting at some point?
You got me.
Who's like a person from history or a celebrity or someone?
Ozzy Osbourne.
What'd you
Johnny
say?
Cash.
Johnny Cash. So they meet Johnny Cash. If you want to work Ozzy Osbourne in there, you can. All right, so we'll start with Janet.
Oh.
This is chapter 17. Go.
Once.
He.
Arrived.
In.
The.
United.
States.
He.
Went.
And.
Ordered.
A.
Sandwich.
After.
He.
Went.
He.
Yeah, so that is the game of Word at a Time story. And
wow.
The thing is, if you can see it, if you're in the studio watching, it looks like
it's
they're
difficult.
Having trouble, but
it's difficult.
You're thinking.
You're coming up
Man.
With it on the spot. What we
yeah.
say is, and the fun of it is, we tell everyone what you're seeing tonight has never been seen before and will never be seen again.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't believe in filming improv. That's why
yeah.
I don't believe in clips and stuff, because it's magical.
Yeah.
For the audience to see something happen and then just disappear.
From my point of view, just watching them, I'm hanging on the words. I'm wondering what the next word's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm anticipating the word, and then whatever it might be, I'm still ready for it. But it's like it's suspenseful in a sense, especially when you're watching them, the two characters, the two students here. I'm watching, okay, he's hung up. Okay, is he going to get it? Is he going to get, how do you get a foul?
All right. So there are a few things. So
do you get a foul?
Yeah, so there are fouls. Now, in a game, we would do so in a game like this, if he had the rest of his team, we would do a rotation. If he can't think, if he's kind of going slow,
mm-hmm.
if he just mumbles and says gibberish, he'll rotate and another one of his teammates will take his place.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's like a rotation, like a layup style.
Mm-hmm.
But there are fouls that are, like, I would say copyrighted, but they are like natural to comedy sports and what we do.
Okay.
So the first one is what we call, and I'm going to make you all do it. There's no camera, but it doesn't matter. This is the groaner foul. So everyone has to do their hands.
Doing
the
hand.
Groaner foul. The groaner foul can be called anytime a player says something that is punny, gross,
okay.
annoying, anything that makes the audience audibly groan.
Oh, okay.
That's just a fun one where if someone just puts in a really corny pun and the
yeah.
audience goes, ugh. We call that. They then have to come up after that game
mm-hmm.
and they have to apologize to the audience for making them groan.
Groan.
And if the audience accepts their apology,
yeah.
they go away unscathed. If they decept that apology, they lose points.
Yeah.
The other foul, which is actually our most important one, especially for what we do here, is the brown bag foul. So
okay.
you all have to do that with me.
Okay.
The
hands up.
Brown
bag. Put the bag on your head. Okay.
The brown bag foul is called anytime a player says something that is lewd, crude, lascivious, livacious, racist, botanist, chemist,
wow.
cyclist, any of those things. That's just me doing my bit. But it's to keep it fun for everyone. Comedy sports, one of our things is it is fun for everyone. Which means that if you are four or if you're 94, mm-hmm. you can enjoy comedy sports.
I mean, you can do this at home. I mean, I can see this. I can really see this at a family gathering. Instead of playing charades or pin the tail on the donkey or pin the tail on the elephant. Okay, that's a new game. But this will be fun. And you got to think. And I guess the more you know, it's even better. Old folks supposed to know everything. But more you know, you can find different words. The more educated you are, you can have used different words. Asking the students, what do you guys get out of it, Janet? What do you get out of it?
Well, for me, it's just a way of expressing myself and learning how to express myself.
Yeah.
Especially through humor. And I love humor, and I think it's a wonderful way to, bond with the people that I'm with, and also getting to do something that I like, and finding that, hobby mm-hmm. that just interests me so much, and that is just, it's cool and it's fun and it's an amazing experience, honestly.
Do you consider yourself funny?
I have my moments.
You smile, yeah, boy.
I feel like I have my moments.
When did you think? Can you think back when you first thought you might be funny?
I don't know.
Or had a good sense of humor?
I guess it was kind of it developed through high school and the beginning of freshman year and mm-hmm. going through all that and learning how to make funny jokes in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Peter, same question. What do you get out of this? You're so cool. He is cool, y'all. Y'all just don't know. Peter's cool, but go ahead.
I think he's laughing at the fact that he's been Peter this entire show.
He said Peter, didn't he? Parker? Oh, Peter Parker. Spider-Man.
But the best thing was he was going to yes and you, and he wasn't going to say
it. Yeah, I was just going to go on.
You should have said Parker, Peter, Spider-Man. All right, well. Can you spin that a different way? Oh, my goodness. I need more coffee. Go ahead, Peter Parker. Yeah.
Parker. For me, personally,
that's really good.
Comedy sports is a way to stop myself from keeping up my bad habit of overthinking, because it's so on your feet and it's so in the moment. It's really, it's helped me develop that skill more. Mm-hmm. And it's also just, it's an amazing stress reliever, and it's so much fun. You know, if I'm anxious throughout the day, or if I'm not feeling well at the end of the day, then I have comedy sports practice. I'm always looking forward to it, because when it's over, I end up going home in a really good mood, and I can mm-hmm. work and do whatever without, you know, feeling bad.
That sounds awesome. That really does sound awesome. I make fun of your character or your personality, but you have an awesome, I really love your personality, because it is so cool, and I like cool things, but it's just I can, as you get older, I can see that developing. You'd be a great employer, a business owner, because I would love to work under you, because you're just so cool. And, you know, people say, I got the cool, because, you know, Miss Frank, people say, I got the coolest boss in the business. My wife, she just retired from Lilly, and it's like, you know, she has some cool bosses that she worked for. And that really sticks with an employee when you got some cool boss. Yeah. You'll be one cool boss. Then you have your production to go high. I'm going to make my boss look good, because my boss is just so cool. But anyway, you don't consider yourself funny, do you? I know you don't. Yeah, you don't. No, you're so cool. But, you know, but do you think, do you consider yourself funny in any way, form, or fashion?
I do a bit.
Yeah. And when did you think that? Because you have I'm just going to do a self-analysis of you. I'm going to analyze. I mean, I can just see you at a family gathering, and you go like, you're the quietest one at the table, and everybody's just cracking up. Because when you say something, it's just so cool, and they can't help it. But anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead. Does this ever happen at home?
That doesn't necessarily happen. Yeah. No, not really.
Yeah. Around your friends? I'm off on your Kool-Aid now, boy.
Around my friends, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Really, I think it sort of started the later half of freshman year. That's when I...
Mm-hmm.
It was during the marching band season.
Okay.
And on the way to competitions, me and my friends in the back of the bus. We'd be telling jokes past the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it really started, because at first I was absolutely terrible. later on in the season and into winter percussion, I was able to get a lot better at that and not make everyone wince when I said something.
Mm-hmm. Get that groaner file.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. Got a couple minutes left for my students. How important is communication from your point of view as young people? How important is a lot of kids just don't know how to communicate. And then even when they get mad at somebody, don't know how to communicate that, and they do it the wrong way. How important is communication to you, Janet, at this level?
You know, communication is very important for developing relationships with people, and just being able to express yourself in a way that people understand you and that people can come to relate to you in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think communication is something that people should really build upon and, like, strengthen, because it is such an important part of life and just getting through things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Parker.
Well, I agree with everything Janet said, but it's just I've always been a bit more social when it comes to talking to people and approaching people. I've never really been that much of an introvert, and communication's it's just important. You know, you don't want people to get confused with what you say. You don't want people to get confused with your meaning.
That is huge.
Yeah, just. Like, it's like talking to one of your friends about something important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and trying to get across what you're saying. If you don't have good communication skills, you'll never be able to get across, and it's a very important thing.
I wish a lot of young people would understand the importance of that, because how are you going to get a good paying job? How are you going to get anything if you don't know how to communicate? We don't know, and I always say, you know, kids talk slang, you know, but I always say you need to at least know how to speak the King's English.
Yeah.
At least know how to speak it. You know, whether you use it or not to your advantage, that's another thing. But some kids just don't know how to talk, you know, and it's just,
yeah.
You know, maybe it's this generation. That's just generation. My generation has the same problem. We had problems with communication, and God knows there's some friends of mine that never amounted to nothing because they don't know how to talk to people, don't know how to communicate with employers, don't know how to compete with peers, don't know how to communicate, and they don't want to stay in school. They don't want to go to school. I mean, I'm a high school dropout. I can say it. I didn't want to stay in school, and school is so important. You guys, and I'm preaching to the choir now, but you guys are at the most important part of your life, high school. It really is. It gets no better than this, y'all. It don't. It's just because you're in your mama's house. You're in your daddy's house. They're paying all the bills. Well, most of the bills anyway. That's cool. But comedy school, so I want you guys to keep up. Now, what are you guys? You guys are in the other activities, right? Janet, what activities are you in besides comedy sports? You got a couple minutes. Almost. I'm over.
I'm actually in orchestra. I play the cello.
Okay.
And I do BPA.
Okay.
And I'm also in a youth group.
BPA stands for?
Business Professionals of America.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that's it. Like,
that's a move.
I mostly just commit myself to things that I like.
Smart. Parker. Peter Parker.
I'm really just in band. And
what do you play in band?
All that. I'm in percussion.
Okay.
So, last marching season, it was bass 5.
Okay.
And right now, for our winter show this year, which we still know practically nothing about, I'm playing taiko, big Japanese drums.
Okay.
That, they're a lot of fun to play, but it can get really straining. The technique is very mm-hmm. physically demanding.
Are you carrying it? Or it's not.
No, I'm not.
Thank goodness.
No.
Whoa, you said giant.
But just the technique, you have your arms in the air a lot.
Okay.
And the strokes are very timed out and slow, and everything's just all big and
mm-hmm.
super up there height-wise. So at first, it's not bad. You know, the first couple reps, you start playing, but then as it goes on, your arms, and specifically right around here, start getting really tired from just keeping it up so high.
Yeah. You work out, you lift weights, get ready for this thing? Might have to, huh?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, Mr. Fred, you got a good thing going there. I like it. I see how huge it can be, and I can see. Is there a game out? Is there a home game they can take home with them? Like, is there a game version yet? It's coming.
There are. You can look online. There are resources with just improv games and mm-hmm. how to play them. Now, they won't be exactly what we do, but we mm-hmm. have a lot of our players at the theater downtown who will say that while they're doing dishes, mm-hmm. they'll just play a game with their family.
Yeah.
Like, their kids will want to play, like, a rap game, or they'll want to do a word-at-a-time story, or they'll want to do something. And so it does become a family bonding activity. We have families who they bring their whole family, their kids, their wife, their husband, and they'll just come watch a match and then leave. And so we are about family. And Comedy Sports is my family, and High School League, these are my kids and my family. Right. So.
Well, I can see this coming to a theater near you. Can our kids come be on our stage doing something like being awesome here at the high school, have them on stage and have a program or something?
Yes, actually, our season starts this month. We have some exhibitions at the Comedy Sports Theater downtown at 721 Massachusetts Avenue.
Here we go.
On February 17th and February 24th. Then our season starts with, we have in March, we have two away matches at Decatur Central.
Okay.
And I'm spacing on those dates. And then I know that April 9th is our first home match, and we'll be in the theater against Center Grove.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, folks, you heard it here. Where can they find any information on the website? They can find content. You just got to listen to my show and get it.
You have to listen to the show or come talk to me, because I'm terrible at knowing what I should do, and I didn't even think to put this information on any sort of website. So if I keep this up, you'll be interviewing the next coach and sponsor next year, because I will be let go.
Well, I think you got something. You got a gold mine. I like it. I love it. It's just going to grow from here. Janet and Parker, appreciate you coming in. The future looks bright. I mean, you both of y'all are really cool peoples. Mr. Freddie, keep up what you're doing. This is an awesome club, teaching communication, and smart kids. And they're using some skills, learning some skills. That's what it's all about. Thanks for coming in.
Can I tell you a skill?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I tell you a skill that I wish that people would learn?
Okay.
Take off your hats, take off your hoods.
That is so true. You know, and that's a whole new show. Actually, I can do a show on that.
It's actually the outro of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do this. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands when it hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copyright cat. Like Parker or Peter. Pick up a name. It could be Janet. It could be George. But this is Parker, and this is Janet. Mr. Freddy's class. They're just doing it over there in Comedy Sports. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Ooh, Janet, I can't stand it. What do you think about sagging? Huh? I don't like it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't like it either, honestly. I just think it looks kind of interesting in a way that is not a good interesting.
That's better than me saying it looks stupid. Ah, man, probably you don't sag, do you?
No.
No, you just said no.
Yeah.
It don't really look good. Why dudes want to go down that route?
I don't know.
You get a cold. You get cold.
Yeah, I guess it's just a style thing, but even then, it just
it's old. Like, it ain't even cool.
Yeah.
It just. Like, you spent some school talk. That's the views of MC at Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. Giant 90.9. That's the views of my guests, and my views. I'll see you next week with Mr. Biggerstaff. I think Mr. Biggerstaff is coming in from the Era 31. We'll talk about some more educational stuff. That's what we do on Giant 90.9. It's educational. It's educational. And it's funny. See you next week on School Talk.